Okay. Roll them. I did fine. Was pleased with the way he played. I was hoping to get him a few more snaps, but he started tightening up a little bit, so we went the conservative route with him and took him out there. But I would have liked to have seen him play some more. Ian will play. Don't know about the other guys yet. You talking about the D-line or just the whole unit? We had a couple good series there early. And then the touchdown drive that they got, we didn't play a couple plays correctly and hurt them, in particular the 2nd-and-10 run that popped out of there for 14 yards. You know, we had that thing stopped, and then we didn't fit it correctly at the end of the play, and it popped out of there for 14 yards. And then they completed a 3rd-down pass on us that we feel should have been defended in that particular call. And, you know, you give a quarterback like Rivers those chances, a couple extra chances, you know, you're in trouble. And they got in the red zone and scored. Well, the one against Denver, we didn't play correctly, and Craig was one of the main culprits for it not playing correctly from a schematic standpoint. And that's why the guy looked so wide open at that time. It wasn't such of a physical beating as it was we didn't play the play correctly. And then the one on Sunday, Craig got a little too far outside. He had a tough assignment on that play and got a little bit too far outside and got beat inside. We could have given him a little bit more help underneath, but on that particular play, he's going to have to play that one.
So the first one wasn't Moreland?
No. Not really. I like when they do it. It actually helps. It gives us a realistic look at it and gives the players and the coaches a feel about how we got to get in and out of calls and move quicker, and I'm glad they did it in both cases. It, you know, it's hard to simulate that sometimes on the practice field when you're servicing each other, but I'm glad it happened, and I didn't see many problems with it.
How can you prepare for what may happen to Alden from the NFL? Have you been making a little, just getting guys in maybe a little more than you would have that spot?
Actually, you know, because, you know, you have a feeling that something may happen at this point of the season. Everybody's getting reps now. You know, all the guys that may play for him, you know, Scuda, Lemonaire, Lynch, Thomas, all those guys have been getting a lot of reps. So they're all ready to go. It's more of an issue when it happens in the middle of a season, just thrown on you like it happened last year. And then, you know, there's no time to adjust. You just go, you know. Yeah, there's a good chance that that could be the way, yes. It'll be some combination. It won't be one guy. He played well in that game. There's no denying that. He had a lot of production and played well and had some good plays, even when they weren't the type of plays that show up on the stat sheet, you know, playing the run and et cetera. You know, he's a guy that came in here after the draft out of shape, was rounding into shape towards the end of the off-season workouts, then pulled, strangely speaking, both hamstrings at once. And so he spent June and July rehabbing, not training. You know, rehab is different than training. So he got out of shape again and put on a couple extra pounds that were holding him back. And then when he started practicing, that's why I didn't play him in that first preseason game. Didn't feel he was ready, both from a coaching and a physical standpoint, and played him in the second game. And then this last game, you know, he played well. So hopefully he can continue on that track.
Do you have any better indication when you know something on Alden's situation?
No. I rely on you guys for that. then you guys haven't been very good. Yeah, I mean if you're going to try and compare him to somebody, it would be Alden because of the height and the length, you know, and the size. But each and every player is their own individual. But he is a good-sized guy. He's got decent athletic ability, and hopefully he'll keep progressing. It's our job to keep him progressing, and it's his job to mature here, keep maturing, and become a pro so he can progress. He has. He did come out of shape. We can't do anything about that. That sometimes happens to these draft guys. They get travel the whole month of March. But his was to the extreme, more than it should have been. You know, whatever happened in the past happened. That's why they got drafted where they were. Then we take over from there. And he has made good progress here. He's been diligent, probably. What little I know about his past, been more diligent than he's ever been. And hopefully he can continue on the upward trend here.
Has Corey taken steps as a three-down player since last
year? Yeah, he's vastly improved as a linebacker. He is. You know, you could see a big difference from him in year one to year two. Still has a lot of room for improvement there. And it just comes with playing time. It's just recognition and reaction. He can tell you everything perfectly. It's just reacting and getting it done quick enough. He's done well. He's done well. He's rushed the passer pretty good. He's made good improvement in his outside linebacker play. He just needs to play faster, and I don't mean that from an effort standpoint, just play recognition. Well, he hasn't proven that yet totally, but We'll wait till after Thursday, give these younger guys a good healthy dose of snaps and see if they can make some progress. But we're confident in Mike, and we think he'll do fine in there like he did last year in those couple games he played. I hope so. You know, he's gotten a little few extra pounds on him now that I think is holding him back. And we've been trying hard to get that off of him. And hopefully he'll be back to the guy that we saw a lot, that we've seen for 3 years.
Do you have a feel for Carradine right now? Do you see someone you can kind of plot in your mind, you know what he's going to do, or is it still kind of a question mark?
Well, you definitely see flashes of his ability. He's a strong guy, an explosive guy. He's got some upfield athletic ability. He's totally not ironed in, you know, zeroed in on how to do it all the time. He's made great improvements in that area, and he needs to continue to improve. I think once the camp slows down and he has more of a chance to practice at a less strenuous tempo from an amount of practice, I think maybe he'll show some improvements there. You mean if we lost the safety? Probably if we lost the safety during a game, we would finish it with Dahl, and then we would make a decision depending upon how long that safety would be out, whether we would put Jimmy in there or leave Craig in there. No. They're interchangeable. We haven't done very much of that. You know, training camp is the main thing, is to get your team ready for the season, and we look at it that way defensively. You know, last week, even during the week of preparation for the Chargers, you know, defensively, we're still using those plays that we get to prepare the team for the season. we didn't work much on the Chargers defensively. And we kind of take that attitude. You know, we don't want to work too far in advance on opponents. We're still getting the guys ready for 16 games, not one. And hopefully we're putting enough in and exposing them to enough that when we play each and every team, we just, you know, pick and choose all the things we've put in and learned in camp and apply them. No, nobody, no one guy in particular. Obviously, you know, I coach the outside linebackers, so I've been with them a lot. You know, when we do our nickel rush fronts, you know, when we're in nickel, Jim Tomsula kind of coaches the front four, so he is involved in working with them there. The players have, you know, the veteran players have given them their wisdom when they can. You know, Uwe works with him. So I don't think it's one guy. He's got a lot of guys helping him.
Talks about Chris Borland and needing to get more sound and sound. Is he showing you progress in that area?
He is. He's getting better. He's understanding that what he sees, he just can't always go to all the time. You know, there are assignments that have to be carried out. It's not perfect yet, but he is improving in that area, and I think he – you know, it's easy to tell a player – what to do. They got to feel it and see it and see the importance of it, and it's happened to him enough that I think he's moving in that good direction. I know the coaches around the league have an appreciation of how good he is because I've had them tell me that. I know when his contract was up, was it prior to last year or the year before? I can't remember. I think it was prior to last year, wasn't it? I had a couple guys tell me that if we hadn't signed them, they were going to try to. You know, we signed them before the free agency started. So the league, the inner circles of the NFL know about him. I do think he's gotten overlooked media-wise and public-wise.
All right, guys. Thanks, Vic.
All righty.